Whoa!
Oh my god, they're back.
Holy they're so bad.
I've not been able to follow baseball. I've been working so much.
I've just been making money moves. Pretty rock solid trades.
Yeah. Oh yeah, your trade went through that me and Nick vetoed initially.
So you unvetoed it?
Well, it wouldn't let me, so I'm just telling you now I was wrong. Josh is second to last. Lucci's last. Lucci always gives up and just throws chaos and trades away. It's the whole reason why we have a veto system. And so he welcomed Josh trade raping him.
I'm just saying, if we added up the rankings in fantasy for the three players I sent him versus the three players I got back, he comes out ahead.
He is. You got Yoshi. Yeah, you gave him what, Arias?
I got Arias. I gave him Goldie.
You gave him Goldie. Who got O'Neill Cruz?
Me.
You got Arias, O'Neill Cruz, and Yoshi.
For,
you don't feel bad about that, what you
for
did
Paul
to him.
Goldschmidt, who's going to turn around.
Seth Lugo.
Seth Lugo is having a great year so far.
Mm-hmm.
And that Caballero or whatever for
Tampa. Cool. A bench bat.
He starts most games.
He is a depth guy.
He starts for him.
Goldie, who for a while was 0-for-30-something. And Seth Lugo, who is good. And you got guy who hits the ball the hardest. You got guy who doesn't hit the ball the hardest but is a hitting machine. And you got the guy who's going to win NL Rookie of the Year.
Fair to me, dude.
That's all that matters. I failed to initially see the comedy in all of it, which was two last place teams and one of them being like, go get them, Tiger. I think that's very funny.
You told me to do it, too.
Well, not that trade. I think I said like in passing, be like, oh, trade with Lucci. He's fucking stupid or something.
And I took advantage of him being stupid. Like, I don't know what's the problem.
I know. Like, in hindsight, it should have been like, be clever about it or, you know, hide it. But
that's why I didn't trade for Ohtani.
Lucci has Ohtani?
Yeah.
How?
That was a first round pick.
How did he fuck his season up this bad so far?
Well, I mean, I have Ohtani in the other league and I'm in fucking ninth place. So,
well, let that. You're going to be fine. Well, maybe not.
It's a long season.
It's a long season. Let's see. The last baseball up we did was last Sunday because we've been off. Nick and I, it was when we lost series of White Sox. We proceeded to lose, I think, five more games in a row. And then salvaged a four-game series against the Brewers, who just had our number, and then we won last night, finally scoring 10 runs for the first time this season against the Angels. So, two-game, we've won back-to-back games, and to quote Major League, if we win three in a row, that's called a winning streak. Yeah, I'm told it hasn't happened here in quite a long time.
I think we should do that with like Mozeliak, where he's in like a thong, and they have to pluck the,
yeah,
you know, different.
But they gave him like a real big Jewish hog.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of which, have you seen that video on Twitter of that guy sticking a gas pump up his ass?
I did. I saw that.
That guy
rules.
He's the best among us.
Yeah, I think it's just filthy though, because like he didn't clean it off. And can you imagine the next person that comes after him that shoves a gas nozzle up their ass? It's just so dirty. It's
disgusting.
I stole that. I was like, okay, that's a good joke.
That's a good joke.
No, that guy rules. Good for him. You know, speaking of it, you know, our movie critic guy, Thor did something like that. We were having a wild party at Tyler's, and you know, just had a gas container for lawnmower. He just took it. He shoved it up his ass.
Just to clarify, you said Thor shoved something up his ass.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I love telling. We did like a lot of fucking. Jesus. We did a lot of become monkey moments when we were in our 20s and doing stand up and partying and all that. And I always like reliving those. Because we do it in front of his girlfriend, and Kara looks at him like real Jekyll and Hyde shit. Like she's just learning she married a war criminal or married, sorry, is dating a war criminal. Like our favorite one is two of them. we got down doing stand up, and he did this with Tyler. He didn't do it with me. He went over, he opened someone's car door and pissed all over the inside of their car. And the second one, my favorite one, so he might go to jail if I say it, but I think he'll find it funny. They were drunk, they were coming home. He opened someone's mailbox and shouted, "What the hell is this? Who put all this mail here?" and ripped it up. Let's just say, every time he tells me, he's like, "I just stood shocked and aghast." Just committed a felony.
I think the funniest part about that is I'm just imagining like his build then, because you know he's
He
really
was
slim
Fat
down.
Thor. This
Yeah,
Fat Thor
this
did.
is when he just had Hulk strength. Like this is probably not too far removed from the when I worked with him, because this guy was going down to his
Oh man.
car having a smoke, coming back up with like a warm Coors Light he found in his back seat, and just like chugging it to pregame before
Yeah, I
an open
wonder
mic.
because he
Like
lost a ton of weight, but I thought it was before the cargo days is when it was.
he like went hard on keto while he was at Cargo.
Oh, okay. You got
Yeah,
to watch that transformation
I
live. That's really
did.
cool.
And then I saw him like 6 months after, and I'm like, holy shit,
You're
you've
fighting.
lost even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also this was his days when he would fucking cook like, you know, tuna casserole, and then
In
he'd get
the
up,
microwave and
yeah
stink up the whole
yeah
fucking building.
and then like sauerkraut, because he's like, sauerkraut doesn't have any carbs, it's actually really healthy for you. I'm like, I don't care,
We
it
don't
smells
like the
like
smell,
shit.
dude.
Like,
Like, this is everyone's space, man.
yeah, he ate a lot of pork chops. I remember pork chops were his go-to. The man loves a chop.
He loves his chops. He's been offering to smoke with some wings, so we need to actually go hang out with him.
You never invite me.
They're I think leaving for, to head out to California highway after, I think, June or July 4th. I'll need to confirm with them. But we need to make sure we booze it up with them. So
That'd be fun.
anyway.
I'm just never here on the weekends. What do you
Who's
think?
the I was just talking to Nick on the phone about this, and I forgot to ask the account name. The guy Nick really likes that called the Arenado and Goldie Trady said, I've been meaning to do a
Something
research on this.
Bob.
IG Bob or something like that. But he had a tweet about like Ollie's job being in jeopardy and they're losing faith in him. And so Nick wants to put the Cardinal Press on blast because the boy loves violence. But I don't know. I've been meaning to do a deep dive. He tells me like he leaves those tweets up, so I'm gonna maybe do a deep dive and see, if everything correlates, that this guy has some kind of inside source with the Cards Org. But anyway, just going off that, this came right before we lost our seventh game in a row. Mo even sounded a little more neutral, a little more despondent about someone's got to take accountability. We like the team we're at, but results are results, and someone may have to fall on a sword. So at least in that fourth game, Ollie had a great ejection, great freak out, awesome ejection, got the boys going, they won that game, and well, he's sitting on a two-game high at the moment. So this is a series they can get a sweep in.
Yeah, did you see the umpire scorecard from Sunday's game? It was
The one that he blew up
it was
on?
like, yeah, like plus 1.51 runs
Yeah, he
from
still got a
Ollie.
good game. It's just the ones he missed were inconvenient. But I mean, Alan Porter called a 97% game. It's just
Yeah, I'm
the five
surprised it
pitches
could
he
be.
missed, three of them went against the Cardinals, and one of them was a big one because it was
Yeah.
the one with the bases loaded. Or I think led to it. No, yeah, Michaelis did walk. Hoskins has scored the run. But no, he called a good game, and Ollie said he liked both those guys. He was just looking for a reason to get ejected to try and spark the team. That was it. Him and Descalzo.
Dirty Dan.
I thought Ollie was going to get it in the first game because he was chirping at Sean Barber when he was home plate then. And I
I
thought,
think
oh, he's going to pick his spot to get tossed here. So
he said he was surprised he didn't get tossed.
I think he was trying to fish for it a little bit because Barber called a pretty fair game that one too.
I would love to see Nick as a manager, just every
He wouldn't get
game.
ejected. He would the ump's phone would buzz and he would look out and it's just like a photo of him on two dudes having sex or something. Or he's just gonna like put the most non sequitur meme of like a fat guy with a violin in his ass and just put you question mark. And the umps were like, "You're out of here, mister."
I haven't seen that
Not at all.
before. Yeah.
He's gonna send pictures of Charlie from Smiling Friends. Is
I should be fucking know that that show sucks, and my eyes are rolling so far in the back of my head, they're in my fucking throat right now.
Yeah.
Fuck that show.
I'm so sorry I brought this on you because I was like, oh, I was telling you the other night, but like, Josh is Charlie. Big guy, hoodie, hat. Boom. Josh wears hoodies. Josh wears a hat.
I
And
do.
then Nick's like, that's 100% Josh. I'm like,
Yep.
Charlie doesn't really act like
I
Josh,
know,
and
yeah.
Josh doesn't really act like
Yeah, the
Charlie.
rare fashion choice during the cold months, a
Yeah.
hoodie and a hat.
Jeans, hoodie, hat.
Or sweats. Yes.
Oh no, Pim. I think this is a bad idea, Pim.
No, I just at this point I just have to hate it and I've become like repulsed by it.
I think you might like some aspects of the show. Have you
Yeah.
tried watching it
Yeah, we watched like two episodes at Nick's house. I hated it.
yet? Oh, we did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Like, I've given it a try.
Dude. I'm
Ugh.
sorry. I'm sorry we let you down
I
as
mean,
friends.
it's okay. There's shows that I love that Nick's never seen that he should watch.
Like what?
Fallout.
Fallout? Yeah.
Fucking Jack Reacher. Jack Reacher's
Jack
sick.
Reacher. Jack Reacher's pretty
I'm
soon.
just gonna start naming Amazon Prime shows that are good.
Yeah. Can't afford it. Is that what?
Wonder if he. Well, I mean, I don't know if he needs Amazon 2-day Prime because he's just stealing everyone's mail anyways. He's got a whole warehouse
He
full
does
of.
of just Amazon accounts. He's just fucking with people's logins.
He's just preparing for like that castaway scene where he's just opening up mail to survive.
That'd be very, yeah, he's like their shed that they have, that barn, I guess, they keep everything in.
Yeah,
Yeah,
full
it's
of
just
Amazon.
mail, just boxes of mail.
Yeah.
His dad said, he's like, come by next week. We're gonna throw everything out there. So if you want anything, I'm like, what is there to have there? He's like, anything. I'm like, he's talking about like just some like old like cons like you know just throwable stuff. But he mentioned he had like a signed George Brett bat out there. I'm like, I'll take that. He's like, you ain't fucking getting that. I'm like, you can't even find it, you old man.
I will say I did get a pretty sick headband from Nick from out there.
That's awesome.
That's like,
The getting headband, that's what you gotta
better
do.
than the bun or whatever the fuck their old slogan used to
You gotta
be.
get your girlfriend to dome you off in that headband while playing Ready for Love by Bad
Here,
Company.
let me show you.
Oh. Ooh, baby.
By the way,
There you go.
folks, I'm not showing Tom a nude, but this is a funny photo I took. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Her snogging your login.
It was just me using the most disgusting of terms. So. Yeah.
It's like the one Ryan sent of his husband. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Him doing the what?
Wait. Oh,
Yeah, you
I
remember that
forgot he
one?
did
Yeah,
that one. Yeah.
it's like,
Right after he just was, trying to impregnate his husband,
we're
breathe his
left.
husband's hole.
Yeah, it's like take a picture, and he's like, "What?" I fucking love him.
We're gonna have so much fun in this trip.
Yeah, gotta take the laptop. We're just asking for us to get robbed, but fuck it. But take it, I guess. Do some vlogs of some sort and
Yeah.
do some recordings on the while we're driving.
Although I do have one request, and it's one thing we
No
aren't
bleeps.
gonna do. Oh no, we can have bleeps. We're gonna be in the car. We got it's fucking road rules, bro. Like
The rule of the
it's
road.
the fucking way she goes, boys. It's the fucking way she goes. No, when we're in Cincy, we're not getting that bullshit Cincinnati chili. Fuck that shit. It's
Oh, Skyline
disgusting.
Chili or
Yeah,
whatever it is.
not doing it.
We're not?
No.
We got to challenge our stomachs to a fight one time. We're not just going to eat baby carrots and celery.
Yeah, we need to like maybe that's what we could do next Friday. We could go to like Aldi and just like buy a bunch of snacks for the trip.
No, I thought it was a good idea Ryan brought up. I was thinking lunch meat, we make like little sandwiches of a big ass cooler. That'd be fun. I think it'd be cool. So we're watching the cards now. Reed Detmers is pitching. He's
I mean,
cool.
honestly, I'm not gonna want to eat like a car sandwich. But we'll be stopping for gas plenty, so there's always that. And really, most of our time, I mean, there's like 2 days where we're gonna be like traveling, where it's gonna be like, yeah, we're gonna eat this.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
What's the
Well, like
East?
$100 a day is doable, you
What's
know.
the Appalachia slash East Coast equivalent of Jack in the Box? Oh, dude, we're gonna be so cultured after this,
We could
bruh.
go, I mean, it's not Jack in the Box, but you could go to Wawa.
We can hit Wawa. They have a Buc-ee's out there.
No.
Why, dude? Why?
Dude, Buc-ee's is great.
That's
I
great.
swear by it.
Remember when we thought we were getting one in Cape? That son of a bitch.
Yeah, fucking
Leg, groin,
Groff.
fucking
We're
cocksucker.
Grawn James.
LeGron James, fucking cocksucker.
Greg
Lorega, Loretta, Loretta.
Look, come here, Loretta. All right, no. We got Gorman up with the bases loaded. Let's
You
see if he
bet.
strikes out here. And he
He
did. All
did.
right.
Wow, three pitch strikes.
Swing
Good
and a
stuff.
miss.
Lucci's been doing this meme where he's like, fucking Gorman sucks. I'm like, they all suck.
Dude, they're doing a cool Jordan Walker bobblehead where it's like Star Wars, and I'm pretty sure he's going to be in the minors when they fucking
Yeah, that's
have that
kind of the
one.
humor of it. He hasn't hit a home run down there, but he's hitting over 300, and
Yeah.
he's got like an 800 OPS. So I guess it's, I,
Fuck is this up to
yeah.
bat?
What the fuck is this crew? Oh, it's pockets.
I was like, who the fuck is this
This
guy?
guy, like, hey, you're not supposed to be batting. Some Kyle Reese. What's he doing out here, Kyle?
I
Get your ass back to the dugouts.
really wish that that guy stayed in
Like
St.
this.
Louis on the weekends, because I'm like, I would love to introduce Danielle to Kyle and just be like, this is just my friend from Twitter.
This is
like,
just my Twitter friend.
also, we're probably gonna talk about how he wants to fuck his dad or something while we're at
We're gonna, I
brunch.
hope you don't mind, but we gotta solve the world's problems one dad hole at a time. One daddy's hole.
My dad's taking us out to brunch though on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Ah, yes,
No, he did
please.
some really nice shit, I guess, through his job. He gets like access to like the Scholastic store, and they do these, I mean, it's like the teacher store. So he
Nice.
went in and bought like a bunch of shit for her classroom,
That's
with
so
his
sweet.
discount. So
I sold a phone to some teachers, ones that are up at Jackson, and I was like, "So how about that Prop T?" But like, we were so pissed because like we had a teacher retire and they just didn't fill his position. That's how they made budget cuts. So now I have way more of a workload. And this one was like, I had to buy so much more supplies for my art class. I used to have a budget of $4,000. Now I don't. I was like, ha, don't you think it's cool that the wealthiest people in Southeast Missouri think you deserve to starve? Ha, Jackson, never change.
I mean, to be fair, it was a bad year for any tax incentive like that to go through for the,
They've
on
been
the ballot.
apparently trying to
But
push it
Jackson
for a
has been
while.
trying for it for a while.
Like 17 years
Yeah.
is what their AG told me.
So it's dog shit.
What'd you say, like county assessor or whatever, just raise like property values or
I
something?
mean, they
Whoa!
could.
Oh! Pagus, let's go!
Kyle Reese up to bat.
Kyle Reese just hit a double down the line. It's gonna clear the bases, baby. Oh man. Suck it, fuck it, football. Let's go, baby. Carlson? How Carlson got on base? Who let him do that? Oh, that's his first hit or first RBI? Is that what they're throwing it in? Oh my God. Look at this clutchy McClutcherson here, dude. We don't need Wilson,
Right,
bum.
that was a fucking hanger, though.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, it's
I
you
mean,
go up looking for a mistake. Guy doesn't make a mistake. You try and get him next time. Yeah, that's a three-run double. Good job, Pedro. Let's go, dog. Let's go.
atta boy, atta boy.
How did Carlson get on? Carlson finally at least has an OPS. He got his first hit. He is. Got an 0.56 average. He's got a 2.46 OPS. Hey, my boy started off slow in spring training too. So, Dilly's going to get right.
And then he's gonna get injured again.
Yeah. Look at that beard. God, it's good ass beard.
You should grow a beard, Tom.
I can't. We're not going to revisit that at all. God.
I'm trying to think what else we should do for this trip.
Have
I'm not
sex.
sure if we're gonna have time to go on Giamatti Watch because that's like a 1 p.m. game on
We
that
should really
day.
dress the part for it, like real big sunglasses, like really big coats for some reason. Really old. It
For the
new
Mets game?
to find Paul Giamatti.
Well, I don't think I'm saying that's what I'm saying. I don't think we'll be able to find him.
Yeah.
It's a moot point.
Yeah.
You're moot.
You're moot.
You're fucking
You
moot.
fucking moot, Greg. Listen here, Greg.
Listen here, Greg, you fucking
Greg,
cocksucker.
you're not going to see your family again.
It's mock fucking DeRosa here, Greg.
It's Mark DeRosa.
I'm the coach of Team USA, and this is my country, and this is my team. Oh
Oh,
shit.
Siani. Siani? Siani? Oh, he's been hot.
Sion, no.
Siani. Pedro around the bases. There you go. Get some love and
Smile,
dap
yeah.
that boy up. Sonny Gray, get me four more strikeouts. Ugh.
Well, what else is going on? Robert F.
Other.
Kennedy has brain worms.
Yeah, that was fun to learn.
That's pretty cool.
If he has that, what do we have?
Brain crickets.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like the cave crickets, the real scary looking ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got them from the moon.
Yeah, we have a prion. We have the worst fans prion. Instead of a t-shirt, what we're handing out is a prion for everyone.
We should come up with like a worse fans like disease. Like just a vial that we sell. It's like worse fans salmonella.
And it'd just be in celibitis. That's what it would be. In celibitis.
We could probably harness a few diseases from Nick.
Oh
I
yeah,
mean,
easily.
I know he gets tested every, so often to
We
make
just gotta
sure.
get a swab. We gotta get some of that sweet DNA.
Yeah. I mean the Italians are a disease, let's be
Yeah,
honest.
no, they are putrid fucking creatures.
I mean that's why,
This
that's why the Irish
vial of gas.
built this country.
Yeah. The Irish had to do it. They tried to build it to
Me
keep the
and him are in
Italians
like
out.
a we're in like a quiet feud right now, I feel.
With what?
Just
He's feuding with all of us.
yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I mean, except for Ryan.
Yeah, he's scared of Ryan.
Yeah.
He's 100% scared of Ryan.
No. Nick likes Ryan more than any of us.
He does. He's scared of Ryan more. My favorite part in the group chat, and I meant to highlight this because this cracked me up. Because we're posting memes at each other. I photoshopped him at like a Nazi rally, and he's like,
And his concert.
"Yeah," and he's like, "Not German," and I was like, "Nazi isn't an ethnicity." And what Ryan says, like, every day I get on here and realize that Nick can't do racism right, or because he keeps mixing up ethnicity. And like, I haven't realized how funny it is, but it's the oddest compliment and insult to be like, "Yeah, buddy, you're too fucking dumb to be racist," which is one. One, it's like a free pass, and then two, it's also an insult. Like, you're
Yeah,
like,
I
I can
mean,
get away with it because I'm too dumb.
it's kind of like like the movie Waterboy would have a definitely a different tone. He's raised in a swamp.
Yeah.
If he was racist, mama said
Mama said alligator.
the
Mama said a boobs are ornery because of their medulla oblongata.
Yeah.
Just insert
Just like
slur
it's like
here.
mama gave me this water from the North Pole. It wasn't touched by that Eskimo trash.
Oh,
Like
Jesus. He's racist against Eskimos.
no.
Mama said they fuck walruses.
This is a new bit. Yeah, mama.
Yeah, I mean, we're walk a fine line here. I don't know how we're gonna do it. No, yeah, I guess you guys are in an Irish-Italian feud. I don't know.
I'm not even like that Irish.
You're
I'm
not
may
even
I'm
Jewish.
I'm mainly German. Like
Yeah,
I'm the
you're mainly a
antithesis.
Kraut. There's a knock, and of course, it gets by. There's that DC play. So.
Oh, we didn't talk about fucking Wilson broke his arm. We haven't recorded since that happened.
I thought Nick and I did that because he broke it. No, he did break it during the Mets series, and that was after the White Sox. Yeah.
No, he wasn't in the White Sox series, period.
Okay, so we did break it before the White Sox won.
Yeah, he broke it like la mid last week. So
Yeah.
we haven't recorded since then.
No, yeah, because we
White
don't.
Sox series is over the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm saying. Like the
Yeah.
Mets one came after. Yeah, Wilson broke his arm. That sucked. So he's gonna be out a few weeks, or hopefully what?
Oh yeah, it wasn't that serious because it was JD Martinez. That's a dish.
His long ass swing. Wilson trying to steal strikes. I've been meaning to just look at all issues of like catcher interference, see how often they result in a broken arm, a broken ulnar.
Yeah, like it's kind of a weird thing because they're like, yeah, he'll be gone 6 to 8 weeks. I'm like, he fucking sh broke his arm and he's out not like
Not even
four
full two,
months.
yeah.
Like, okay. I mean, rush him. Like, if we're tanking, I'd then rush him back slowly.
Or not at all,
I mean, I
honestly.
guess it's
23 is
oxymoronic,
healthy.
rush him back slowly.
The
Yeah. What else? What else has happened with this fucking team?
They suck with runners in scoring position. They
Oh,
suck with
DeWitt,
Baron.
Jr. made the most asinine fucking comment.
Oh, DeWitt the third or whatever.
No.
I mean, I watched the whole interview on it, but like I get like his point on it. It's just like you
But they're
know.
acting like, okay. They're acting like they only get fucking money from attendance,
Oh, yeah, they get it
which is
off of
bullshit.
Cardinals or from
Attendance is
ballpark bills.
literally fluff.
Yeah.
Attendance is fluff for their like b actual like team budget.
No, yeah, when you have like, you know, a massive TV contract that I guess is going in the
Also,
toilet.
a billionaire owns them. You don't think he can float them, $100 million a season to fucking just out of his own coffers just to
He 100%
go out
could.
and do something? Like, why are we acting like this is a fucking like money-making business where you have to be in the fucking green every year?
Well, the thing is with like MLB owners is they often cry that the sport isn't profitable, and I'm like, how is it not? Like, player salaries continuously go up, and you know the middle class baseball player is shrinking, so maybe it's at that cost, but like, you know, ticket prices go up, revenues go up, revenue sharing goes up. You fuckers are able to get whole swaths of like city property that you can have for yourself and ma build your own like mixed residential and commercial community on. You get all sorts of tax incentives. You get your fucking stadium paid for in some cases entirely by it. Like the DeWitts want what? They said 400 million. I've heard 600 million in terms of renovations for Busch Stadium. Like, okay, like, what, you guys aren't hurting.
And like I know we're not experts because we're not like working in facilities for Busch Stadium, but what is $600 million gonna do to that ballpark? That's gonna like,
I always thought it was pretty good. I mean, like
yeah, it's
regular
a very
upkeep.
good ballpark.
Like, you know, I don't mind them like asking in that way, but like, you know, what's the give here on it? Like, what are they giving back to it then?
Are you giving us a retractable roof? No.
Well, I look at it as more like anytime I feel like billionaires need like huge like public subsidy for like a toy. It's a playground, it's a giant playground. Like to me, like this stadium should be owned by the public. It should be owned by the state or the city at that point. Like you know, Riverfront Times did like an incredible like story shortly after, you know, the asking price for renovations is out, talking about how like stadiums often just fucking cripple, you know, local businesses, how they just take away like Mike Shannon's a great example. Mike Shannon's used to be one me and my dad used to go to all the time before games. Now that's completely gone. Like all these numerous like St. Louis like businesses downtown, which is, you know, Ballpark Village is nice, but like we've seen like how many fucking like empty storefronts there are just walking through the
Yeah.
stadium.
Well,
Like
and the
drives
thing
that
that I
stuff up.
hate is everything that gets replaced or eventually does go in there that's not Ballpark Village is like one of those, oh, we have 150 beers on tap and
Yeah.
you'll get the special credit card and you can swipe it and you can it's like a dogwood.
Yeah, it
I
like
don't want that
it.
shit. Don't gentrify it. And I want dive
No, that's
bars.
100%. It is. It's 100% like white guy gentrification. Like Salt and Smoke is doing fine. Like that's good. We should really try that. I would like to stop in and see that.
Salt and Smoke's fine. It's
Yeah.
mid barbecue. We make
Yeah,
that.
just, you know, support them. So,
We
but I
make
mean, they've
that. I
done
mean,
very
dude,
well
they're
though.
corporate as fuck too. They have multiple locations. They're doing fine.
Yeah. Well, fuck them then.
Yeah. Also,
Yeah.
they're in Ballpark Village, so like you know that they've got
Am I
that.
confusing it? What's the Am I confusing it
You
then?
know how you're confusing Pappy's.
Is it Pappy's?
Pappy's is like the,
The small, like, yeah, it's in like a walk up, the brick walk up on the way in whenever we were walking near Broadway Oyster to the stadium.
Oh, I don't know what that place is. That's not Pappy's, though.
I think it's
Pappy's,
the.
there's a line out the door for it.
Oh, okay. Well, this one
Salt and
I'm talking.
Smoke is like right, like it's literally in Ballpark
Oh,
Village.
never mind that. I'm not talking
Yeah.
about Salt and Smoke. I'm guesstimating here, but I think it's a black-owned business because it's all I see is black employees, and it's just like some it's just old black guy just firing up a smoker, just making food. I'm like, I should really like stop and get some of this
Yeah.
shit. It's like local, whatever. Yeah. So.
Well, we've been, last time we went, we were carrying lots of food, and I'm contemplating going and getting like a stupid amount of food for Friday's game, and then
No,
just,
we should haul snacks. That'd be smart.
I mean, no, I mean for like the game I'm going to this Friday.
What do you mean?
I'm
Wait.
going to Cards game this Friday.
Oh yeah, this Friday.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm contemplating. I'm going with Danielle and two of her friends. I've not met this couple we're going with. However, I think it'd be hilarious if I show up with a 3-foot-long sub again. It's
Like.
like the fucking sub guy's back. We walk through the same gate. Sub guy's back, everyone. He's back.
What happened to the others? They died carrying the 8-foot sub. I'm the lone survivor.
Well, that still makes me mad. Those fucking guys throwing it away.
College kids.
Couch
College kids.
kids.
Is Bush the only one you can take food in? We need to also check that.
Yeah, I don't know.
The
That would be
PNC,
very funny if we
Great
could
American.
take like Katz's Deli into Shea Stadium. Just be like, oh, hey, we're gonna catch the baseball
Where's
game.
that son of a bitch, Frank the Tank?
The Pirates are giving out a bobblehead tonight. We're gonna
That's what
go.
we're gonna find where Frank Fleming is, and I'm gonna fucking beat him to death with a Mr. Metz doll. That's what I'm gonna do.
Does Frank Fleming live? Oh, Frank Fleming. I was thinking
Yeah,
of
Frank the Tank, the most
yeah.
annoying creature out there.
They're giving away a tote bag at that Mets game.
Really? I'm gonna fucking fold Frank in half and stuff him in it. I hate that guy.
Not a high enough weight capacity for that
I'm
canvas.
gonna get multiple bags and stitch them together. I'm gonna
Oh,
put this is definitely when this is submitted to the court for evidence, there is no doubt it's premeditated. Oh, is that some BDE?
no, like I do feel bad for that guy in the sense I watched a video and he was talking about like how he like lost a whole bunch of weight during COVID and then he or before COVID, then he gained like 150 pounds during COVID and like he's just done this,
I
yin
feel like
yang
he's
thing.
routinely like encouraged that. Like, I feel like Barstool, and I mean, I would bet he's like a willing participant with it too, is just like being the most toxic cartoon fucking idiot out there.
Yeah.
And like, I don't find him particularly funny. I find him grating. I find him, annoying is like, doesn't do it. Grating is the word for it. I don't get his allure. Other than I think like Barstool. Fucks, watch it and just look at
Well,
it
they have a
funny.
bunch of fuckboys working for them and then like
They have the,
supermodels,
yeah, no,
basically.
yeah, they have
So
this fucking,
they need an ugly fat guy to like balance the ratio.
they found this guy who lived in a ditch. It's what guy they pulled out of an overflowing storm drain. We have this fucking bog creature here. Come throw apples at Shrek, kids.
Oh, Jesus.
So yeah, I mean, we should.
No, but I watched the video and he said he was 360. I'm like, there's no fucking way you're 360.
Maybe I don't think he's
There's
very
no way
tall
that
though,
guy
Josh.
weighed what I weighed like 2 years ago. There's
Really?
no fucking
Dude,
way.
I think maybe. I think he's super short. Like I see Frank Fleming, I think he's like 5'4", 5'5".
I mean, maybe it's the height difference,
He's
but I'm
a he's
like,
fucking he's shaped like candy corn, man. That's all. It's very bottom heavy, like fucking bowling pin dude.
I'm just
Oh.
like that guy, there's no fucking way.
There's no fucking way with you. You.
But anyways, what else has happened in Cardinals baseball?
Goldie finally got off to Schneid with that 0 for 32, 0 for 33. Even had a couple hard hit balls. Yeah, I mean, maybe he's getting back on track. He's 2 for 2 right now.
Yeah, although the hit he got earlier, I mean, the ball was about,
Counts.
8 inches out of the zone, just up.
Counts.
It counts. Doesn't show that his pitch selection's improved much.
Well,
So.
I mean, maybe, but then also the hand eye, and he's committed more to the swing because he had some ugly fucking swings, man.
I mean, he was Javi Baez-ing himself, and he strikes out.
Yeah, he's going to do that probably 170 times, but it's just the other times that matter.
I just don't remember him striking out this much for in
He strike
Arizona.
out. I mean, his first year with us, when that was his like worst year in his career, we still hit like 35 homers and drove in 100. Hey, Stinkums. He struck out like 170 something times. Goalie would never be like, I don't think it would be a 200 something guy, but he strikes out a ton. He strikes out, I think, a normal amount for a power hitter. Like
I
only
just
going
always
out of the
saw
zone.
him like out with Arizona as just being like a Freddie Freeman type who just doesn't strike out a ton. It's just like a
He,
very complete, smart hitter.
to a degree, I mean, he strikes out a little more than like peak Freddie in that time. When you look at Arizona, he's 140, 150.
Yeah.
He strikes out a little more, I think, with us in terms of percentages.
Long are the days of Albert striking out as almost as many times as he hit a bomb.
Nolan Arenado double play, folks. There you have it. Still winning at least 5-1.
God, what?
Gotta save Ollie's job, boys.
The thing is, like, I don't really notice anything that bad with Ollie's, like, game management. Like, in game, I'm mostly cool with most of the,
He's
like,
giving Goldie days off. He's batting him up and down the
I mean,
lineup.
we can fucking split hairs and say, oh, you should have played Mason Wynn more. Oh, that stuff with Tyler O'Neill last year could have, and that's, I guess that last one's not as much
Well,
split.
Mason has like a nagging back injury, so like him playing,
I mean, is he eating
getting
popcorn?
is he eating popcorn, right?
That's the question.
From what I've gathered, like a lot of these guys have personal hitting coaches, and like from what I've read about like Turner Ward is like he's not, he's not domineering in that aspect. He lets guys work with their coaches on it. He's not, maybe demanding's not the word, but maybe demanding, maybe assertive. But he's a little more personable, I guess I would say.
I mean, great, but what was he really a hitting guru in the minors for us? Like,
Who
I don't even
knows,
know what
dude?
his background was.
Who knows?
I just.
Ollie's thing is just, he gets handed a rough team. He sometimes I think he speaks very, with incredible authenticity, and other times I feel like he doesn't. I don't know what goes on behind the scenes. All I know is the result we see. And like, if a manager's job is to motivate, inspire, juggle, challenge, and all that, I mean, they're what, 16 and 24, 17 and 24 right now? I mean, I don't know. They're before they righted the ship, at least, they were on track for a 90 plus loss season. They're still on track for that. They're on track to match last year's. And, I personally think the roster we have, yeah, is capable of being that bad, if I'm being honest, but also being pretty good. So I don't know. I mean, I guess if you had to be like, he should lose his job or not, you have to look at like, is the pieces he have good enough to win 90 games with?
I mean, the thing is like when you have like negatives in the rotation, like like a Matz who's injury prone,
Matz is hurt, so someone could come in and take him out.
I mean, like a Michaelis, Michaelis is the biggest thorn on this team's side if I had to pick one. That's a guaranteed
Josh will
loss
throw
at.
200 innings.
I don't give a fuck. I will shit out 200 fucking innings, and I have. Beer league softball next year. I'm gonna join like six different leagues. I'm gonna be the pitcher, and I'm gonna pitch every fucking game. Well, I'm gonna throw straight underhanded heat.
Yes, you are coming in at a whopping
48 miles an hour.
12 miles an hour. High arc and everything. I don't know. It's, and I think it's when a team's going bad, I think the easiest thing to shake up is coaching. So I think I said this last week with Nick. It's hard for me to see how like you fire X amount of like pitching or hitting coaches, and you don't like eventually turn to the manager, because who do those guys answer to? Like, if Turner Ward has so many shortcomings and like has like, you know, his system has been implemented the way it has, it just hasn't got results, one thing. But if there's like, yeah, he can't, you know, he's willing to let players go off and do their own thing and not what relay that, not engage with that, not somehow work that into his game plan, not even put his foot down and say we have to go with this instead. Like, you know, he has a guy who he answers above him, and that's his, that's Ollie. And like, if you're a manager, I mean, I would assume the two coaches, you know, three, let's say three people you're closest to is your bench, pitching, and hitting coach. I figured though you're having the most conversations with those guys.
Well, I don't know. I'm always gonna be in the camp of it's a fucking shit show.
It's a fucking shit to show.
I mean, it's a shit show in terms of it's always top down. It's just not spending money. We've harped and harped and harped on like, hey, if we're gonna really go for it, we should really go for it. And I mean,
Yeah.
believe me, if they had gone out and say got, you know, signed Aaron Nola or at least signed just another big fucking arm, we probably don't have Michaelis in the rotation. You know,
Yeah.
barring another major injury to Steven
I
Matz,
mean,
like.
you gotta look at it as like, I mean, we're always like favor running up not only against but beyond the luxury tax, but simultaneously, like, you can still not have to spend that much if you just spend, you can still spend smartly. Like, I was big on Kenta Maeda. I, you know, I'm a big dum dum, I can be wrong. I was indifferent on like Seth Lugo, and Seth Lugo is amazing,
Yeah.
killing it. Royals got something there. AL Central is going, is fun because it's going to be competitive. James Paxton guy could have got there. He's having a good season.
Logan
Like,
Webb. No, I'm
Logan,
sorry.
yeah, no.
Wait, no, not Logan Webb. Who's
You
the
think for who?
who was the guy that Ryan kept saying we were gonna sign?
Oh, Alex Wood.
Alex Wood, yeah,
Yeah,
not I like
he's
Logan
not
Webb's
very good.
actually good.
He's pitching. Yeah, he's pitching for the Athletics. He ain't very good this year. But like, you know, I'm gonna have to eat crow on this. But it looks like Glasnow, Tyler Glasnow, is on track for over 200 innings and win a Cy Young.
He won't make it.
Now, hopefully, he's Glass soon or Glasnow.
Glass forever.
Yeah, I mean, figure out what the they wanted to trade and trade for him. You know, you can be smart. You can pick when to, you know, we named off like, you know, smaller pieces they could have picked up if they wanted to instead of retaining Michaelis. You know, Kyle Gibson's been great. Lance Lynn's been
Surprisingly
fun.
great, yeah.
Yeah. For what we're, you know, what we
For
got
like
out of them, they've been,
expectations, yeah.
yeah, they're got go a whole season on it. It's what we need.
Sonny's living up to expectations and then
Sonny,
some.
barring like, you know, some collapses from some guys here or there, Sonny's gonna fuck around and win a goddamn Cy Young possibly. But I mean, regardless, you know, you can spend money and bring in numerous guys, or you can, or sorry, bring in like, you know, a superstar or whatnot. You can also not have to spend as much, but not be an idiot about it. And I
Well,
think Mo is kind of, you know, the last couple of years, it's just been a folly for him.
I mean, it's also hard to not be an idiot about it when your cheap talent you're developing isn't developed. I mean, that's another like there's like multiple tumors in this organization, and
Calling
one.
up Victor Scott was to have him start and have him just suffer through that instead of just keeping Siani. Like, that, it, that made no fucking sense to me at the
Yeah.
time.
He can fucking suck it
Not
up. He's a
when
grown
they
fucking
knew
man.
that
If he
Edmund.
sucks, he sucks. Who
Yeah,
cares?
he's supposed to, but like if he sucks and doesn't develop, like, so what? Like, it's Victor Scott, you don't want to fuck up, you know? Like, with what we know now, with Tommy Edman still hurt, like, with that information you had, how the fuck did you not just go out and just sign
Like Michael
like
Taylor.
a Michael A. Taylor or
Yeah.
any kind of like low end, like Kevin Pillar is batting against us right now, like DFA'd. You know, we'd probably not get him on the DFA, but like pick him up before the signing and all that. I just don't get that. I don't know. I don't get this organization sometimes on that. But here we are. I mean, Sonny's got a 5-1 lead. How many strikeouts does he need to get me so I can check off that leg? I'm Repurley. Simonatic. I'm betting biscuits. Life,
Oh.
it don't matter. It's 5-4 because he just hit a homer.
Oh.
Oh, Sonny. I take it back. Sonny sucks. He's got six strikeouts and needs one more. We were just
Oh.
talking greatness about Sonny Gray and his weird fucking rug on
It's
top
a
of his head.
fucking cloudy day for Sunny.
It's fine. We're still up 5-4. That's why he scored multiple runs, folks. So I'm just tired. I'm just so tired. I've been working so much. I wish I had more baseball stuff for you.
Yeah.
Just
There.
tired.
I like don't want anyone who listens to think we're like getting tired of doing this, because like no, like we still love it. It's still a great
We
creative
do.
outlet.
Yeah.
It's just we're all fucking busy,
I've
and
just been
two
working a lot.
episodes a week just to.
One episode's good, but you know, maybe I hit up Thor and do some specials. Get him and Bradshaw in a room would be fun. You know, it's
I
just
do think we should use the Patreon money and buy a larger mixer. Get a couple more
okay.
mics.
I'll do it.
Just get a 4-channel mixer. And
That'd be good too.
then that way we have that one as just like a backup.
Portable, right? When we
Yeah.
travel.
That's a small one. That'd probably be what, a couple $100? A 4-channel.
4-channel, yeah, that one was 99. So I can. This will be 2 or 3 months since I pulled the money out to gamble. So I'll just take that money or new money, whichever. You can take that one when we move.
True.
If you move in with your girlfriend, that way you have good access there. I would say
Yeah.
that'd be the move. Get a 4-channel one, so you have that one, and then probably some additional microphones, because these are Nick's mics as well. So.
Yeah. It's just if you want to get like the Shure, like, or I guess that's how you say that brand, like the
Yeah.
OG podcast mics. I mean, they're so
Ooh.
fucking expensive. I mean, they're like $200 a pop.
We'll see. We'll see. Man. Is that gone too? Please
God.
don't be. Let's get one more strikeout, Sonny. Just need one more K, baby.
Why is Dilly not playing center?
Good question. Who do they have out there? Oh, Siani. Siani, I think, is probably a little bit better right now. Siani's been great defensively.
Yeah, I mean,
Kyle Tucker.
gotta have one
Fun
plate for him.
Kyle Tucker story that came out was Mariners didn't think he'd be a big leaguer, and they offered him to be a minor league coach. And so he said no. And well, lo and behold, folks, he's a big leaguer. He's here playing for the Angels. So
He's not very good.
they're not very good. Who's he? Oh, God, who's his girlfriend slash fiance? Because he's got a.
Tommy Lauren.
No, that's JP Arencibia.
God
You piece of shit.
damn, they're
Oh,
raking
sorry,
it
it's
up, Sonny.
Cole Tucker. I don't care. He just needs one more strikeout. Give me one more fucking strikeout. Hold on. Let me see. Because he's with a smoke show, brother. Hell yeah, brother.
The Kent State
Vanessa
Cowgirl.
Hudgens. That's who it is.
Oh.
Yeah. That's so adorable. Good for him. Can't say what.
The Kent State Gun Girl.
Caitlin Bennett, the girl
Yeah.
who shit her
Yeah, the
pants.
girl who shit her pants. It's my favorite part of internet, like, leftist subcultures. Just everyone just bullies this
The chick
girl.
who shit your
Like, didn't
pants.
you shit your fucking pants?
Where's your fucking diaper at, you stupid douche?
Like, you wanted to say bitch there.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to be a better person.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've been on our best behavior. Okay.
All right, so back to racist
Mama said they deserve to have crack in
water
their neighborhoods.
boy. Yeah.
Yeah,
We call it crocodile.
no, a crocodile. Oh God, Josh, no. His mama is David Duke.
Oh.
It's David Duke in a dress.
Mama wears these nice white dresses. And
Mama
with a nice white little hood.
wears these now white dresses.
With a matching hat, you can only see her eyeballs.
Okay. All right, young man. That is enough out of you. Let's wrap it up. Let's give him a short one because we're just busy.
What time is it
It's
anyway?
only like 9:50 or something. 9:52. We got crumblings.
Yeah.
We got. That's another hard hit ball. Sonny, dude.
He's getting raked off of.
Yeah, let him pitch one more inning though. I need that strikeout. So.
All right. Yeah, shit.
Guys,
My crumble champ is just gonna be that thing in New York, the portal to
the
Dublin.
Dublin,
Yeah,
yeah,
that's my
that's
crumble
great.
champ.
I don't know if this is true, but what was the meme we shared of a guy in Ireland holding up the World Trade Center's on fire? That was good. We're gonna start a world
There's
war. It's
also the one where it's just a
the
picture
gasoline guy.
of Nick Mullen just doing, you're
You're Chinese.
Chinese.
That's good.
Yeah, that's my crumble champ.
Man.
I was gonna use Robert F. Kennedy, but
I feel like Z's. My crumble champ's Bill Burr, because he pecker slapped Bill
dude,
Barr or
yeah.
Bill Barr Bill Maher on his own podcast.
He how did he ha Actually, you want to play that? That was like great.
That was a great bit.
Because he put so much stank, and he's like, "Thanks for solving that one, Bill."
Thanks for
Like,
solving that one, Bill. You're like, well, you're like one of these guys who fucking do fantasy football.
no, but just doing that, like the way he just says "Bill," I'm like, "There's
Really
so much
solved that
stank on
one,
that."
Bill. Yeah, he
Yeah,
called the
I
way
just
he said it, he called him a cunt.
it was so dismissive. I
It was
loved it.
so. And Bill Maher knows better. He's had Bill Burr on to try and get him to bitch about cancel culture. And this is why, you should go out and get married, guys, because Bill Burr's married, his wife has made him based. So, good old Nia, love her.
Yeah.
He's not just an angry guy from Boston. Like, Bill Burr has, like, grown up. It's really cool. He didn't fall down, like, this bullshit fucking hole that so many of these comedians I like growing up did, which is they just become miserable and angry at stuff they don't want to, like, take time to understand.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of like I'm on my Ian Finance kick right
Oh,
now.
my God. I haven't explored him except from like on Comptown. I just know he's a degenerate. But he had like a trans joke he made in his last special that made the rounds on Twitter that some trans people I follow did not like. And
I
I'm like, I
mean,
always thought Ian Finance was sort of based. I don't know.
he I think is. I mean, the guy, I mean,
He's just abrasive. He's
the
just
guy,
coarse, I guess, is
I mean, the
probably.
guy openly talks about how he fucks trans women. So he's like a Jim Norton level of based,
Yeah, I
at
mean,
least,
that's good.
he doesn't think they're like subhuman and should die. I mean, I know that's a low bar, but that is kind of like the litmus test these days when it comes to trans issues.
You think these trans folks should die? It's actually a very surprising,
Yeah.
like, a question to ask on a first date. So you think these fucking, what do you
That's what I
think?
was talking about. I'm like, I like trans folks on first dates. Also, I
I
eat
think they're
pussy.
based. I think they're cool. I eat pussy.
I do say that, like when I've dated women, and we're like, we have not boned yet, is like the, I'll make jokes about eating box. I'm like, I actually do that. Just jot that one down. Yeah. I think that's your problem, Tom. You're
No, yeah, no,
not
that's my problem.
publicizing the fact that you eat box.
No, I clearly. Clearly, that's the struggle there, is that I'm not telling women openly. I'm like, hey, just so you know, that pussy of yours, I'd eat it.
I do it clever.
Yeah.
I'm clever about it.
No, you should do it this way, because this ain't gonna work. You're gonna have to be single again.
Oh.
Just go up to a lady. That's what we do. Hold on, we'll role play here. You're like
I'm
a
not gonna be
chick.
single again.
Yeah, I'm
This is
gonna
it, baby.
just go up and just start staring right at her gyner. Just stare right at
Her
her gyner.
giner, that vagina.
Yeah, and then she's like, "What are you looking at?" And you just look up. He's like, "Are you gonna eat that?" There you go. That's how you do it. That's how you do it
Yeah.
right there.
That's how you pick up 22-year-olds at a bar. Yep.
Yeah,
Oh,
that's the goal now as a 30-something-year-old man
man.
going through my Portnoy phase, guys.
I mean, hey, you'll get up in St. Louis. We'll start smashing.
I have
You'll realize that you should settle down.
yeah, no, I ain't gonna sell down. I'll just smash. I have six whatever six women that liked me on my Tinder, and I'm terrified to pay extra just to see and be let
I
down
mean,
on
I
that.
always like it because it'll tell you like one of the names, so you're like searching for like
Yeah,
a,
you'll search for
you're
it.
like, oh yeah, there's a Tory. Okay, Tory. Oh God, I hope it's not this one.
Oh God.
And then out of just like sheer
Forest
interest,
broad.
being like, I'm just gonna swipe right. Oh fuck, it's a match. Immediately unmatch.
Yeah.
Like, is this the one? Yep, it's the one. Fuck me.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't even know why I'm on it.
You still haven't downloaded Hinge. You should
I
download
still haven't.
Hinge.
No, I should maybe fuck around with Hinge.
Change your location to St. Louis.
Be like, what's up, ladies?
And then fucking Biscuit can rot here over the weekend when you go up and
We'll just
get
have
these
Bridget.
women.
We'll just have Bridget watch her. I'll just put her in your room. Just hide her under your bed.
You amount of fucking turds that come back to on my bed.
She
Like,
may not. She might be like, I just want you to know
I can do it whenever I want.
that
He's like Hannibal Lecter, a fucking fly. Like, she wouldn't even bother a fly.
crawls on her face.
Yeah.
She just stares at you with eyes like a doll's eyes.
A cat would never, even come up on bed with
Is that
me if I
another
was
Gorman
sleeping.
strike out in the dirt? No! Wow. I thought he went. Okay.
Let's see if Gorman strikes out here.
Yeah, I'll see him and wrap this shit up.
All right. All right, Gorm.
Come on, Gormania.
Let's see if Cran is right for giving you lots of love and support.
Cran did that?
Cran loves Nolan Gorman.
Jesus Christ, Cran. And he strikes out
Yep, and
looking
he
there.
strikes out.
Fucking Cran! I didn't mean that. I'm so sorry, Cran.
Yeah.
Who's our Crumble Champs? Or sorry, Patreons, my better.
Yeah.
Patron. Patroniuses.
Patroniuses. We got
There's Pat.
Pat.
Yeah.
We got. Oh, by the way,
Pat's got to bully you
I
now.
almost left that fucking group chat today because I was like, nope.
I wouldn't blame
It'd be funny if I did.
No, you still do it.
Yeah, but
Just
like,
drop a slur and leave.
all right.
We have Pat. We have Alex. We have Nick. We have Jessica.
Yeah,
Yeah, Jessica,
yeah.
yeah.
She's a new one.
She's a noob. We have Bravo. We have
Bravo.
James. We have Richie. We have Tyler. And we're missing one. Nick, Alex,
Jeff?
Tyler,
Did you say Jeff?
Jeff. Now we did Jeff.
Jeff.
That's nine. I thought we had 10 now.
Fuck.
Fuck, dude. We're never gonna get this right. Richie, Alex, Tyler, Jeff, Pat, Bravo. I said Richie, James,
Jessica.
Tyler, Jessica. Do we have another name?
Cran.
Cran.
Oh,
Cran, we're so sorry, dear.
we already shouted her out.
Yeah, we did. Oh,
But
shit. I forgot. I think Cran goes by they, them.
sorry.
Sorry, Cran.
I just associated with a Cran, like a vodka Cran, and only gay men. Like
Yeah,
my,
the Cran we
my dad's
associate.
fiance and white women drink that shit.
Yeah, we
So.
associated you with the world's oldest fruit. So the
Yeah.
oldest garnishment.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Cran, no offense. That is an old lady name right there, if I've ever seen it.
No.
So if we ever see you, we're gonna make you dress up like B. Arthur from Golden Girls. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a worst fan.
Worst fans travel
Hey,
down
there's
the road.
Jordan Walker bobblehead I was talking about that he's going to be still in the minors and not
Yeah.
be in the team for.
Man, that sucks for him.
Remember we got rid of Colton Wong and then they had a like a jersey night for him.
Yeah.
And they.
LOL night, that's what it was. Okay. Well, this is fun. We'll see you next week. We love you all. Goodbye.
Bye.